This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. From Chicago to Cairo, the lack of a state budget has affected people and programs throughout Illinois. Melissa Heil, a PhD student at the University of Illinois in Urbana, is mapping that impact through an online project called the Illinois Atlas of Austerity. I sat down with Heil to talk about the project.
So how did the Austerity Atlas come about? What made you want to do this project?
This past January, the organization Lutheran Social Services of Illinois laid off 43% of its staff. So I'd been hearing for a while about the way that the budget impasse had been affecting various organizations throughout the state, social service agencies, higher education institutions. But hearing that particular story and realizing the impact of laying off nearly half of your staff, how crippling that can be for an organization in its ability to provide social services, that made me really realize the severity of the impact that the budget impasse was having on social service agencies and other kinds of institutions in the state. So having heard that story, I became curious to understand the breadth of this, understanding that that was a huge impact at just one agency, wondering, how do I wrap my head around what this is doing throughout the state, how many organizations this is touching? You know, it's difficult when you have a large problem like this, something that impacts a lot of organizations and a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So that's kind of where the idea of putting together this website came from, kind of my personal quest to better understand what the budget impasse was doing.
And one of the things I really liked about your project is I thought it did a great job of pointing out who was being affected by the impasse, the actual groups of people. Who were some of the groups that you found were hardest hit?
Well, there's a wide variety of impacts that the budget impasse is having. It's having impacts on victims of sexual assault with rape crisis centers not having received funding for months and many being on the verge of closure. It's affecting senior citizens and older people. Area agencies on aging haven't received funds, and so they're cutting back transportation services, agencies that provide different kinds of other supports for older adults are cutting back services and reducing staff. When it comes to the higher education space and who's receiving MAP grants, those funds go to low-income students, oftentimes first-generation students and students of color. So they're being sort of disproportionately impacted by the budget impasse.
And then for folks who haven't seen the Atlas, there's a lot of maps that kind of show how things are spread out through the state as far as the impasse goes. Did you find that some areas are being impacted more or less than others, or what was your geographic take on this?
Well, I think it's important to point out that every part of the state is affected by this. Illinois Partners for Human Services recently put together a report detailing the economic impact of human services throughout the state. And one of the things that they found, which is shown on the website, is that when it comes to human services, while if you look at magnitude, the sheer number of people affected, that follows the pattern we might expect, where we see a lot of people affected in the Chicagoland area and in other cities. But if you look at it on a per person basis, on the basis of how many people are living in poverty throughout the state, there's actually a higher per capita impact that the cuts to human services are having in downstate areas, right? So that might be a little bit counterintuitive or not something that we might expect. So that was one of the interesting findings, and I think a good example of the fact that everybody in the state of Illinois is being touched by this, right? Every part of Illinois is being touched by this.
One of the things I think that gets sort of left behind sometimes in the coverage is, you know, we say higher education, we say social services, but also county health departments. And you looked at that. What did you find as far as how county health departments are being impacted?
County health departments provide important services, right, that matter for both individuals' health and then sort of our health as a population, right? So they provide immunizations, they do health screening for things like breast cancer, they do HIV testing. So the Illinois Public Health Association did a survey recently of local health departments throughout the state. And so they had 51 counties respond. And of those, 80% have been impacted in some way. So many of them have been reducing their workforce, right? There are 120 fewer people working in our public health departments at the moment than there were before the budget impasse. A third of those have laid off staff, and then many places have been closing agencies and satellite centers. And one of the things that comes up when you start closing these different agencies is that it makes it more difficult, particularly for people in rural areas, to find services and to be able to access them, because you may have to now drive across several counties in order to access a resource that was previously much closer to you.
So how do you think mapping this and making visualizations helps people understand the situation in a different way than, say, maybe reading a news story would?
Maps are a good way to really quickly get a sort of global picture of something. Here at the University of Illinois, I help teach classes that focus on poverty both in the U.S. and globally. And oftentimes we use maps to help explain these things to our students, because when you have such a large or seemingly intractable problem, it really helps to be able to see it in front of you, to see it all sort of contained and in one image. Even though a map can't tell you everything you need to know about the problem, I think that's a reason why people find it a good way to start understanding some of these very complicated issues. And I also think maps are a good way of connecting yourself to a problem. So as you're going through the site, I think one of the benefits is you can look throughout the site and keep looking for home, right? Seeing what's happening in your home county or in your hometown. So it gives people a lot of ways to connect to the subject matter.
What were you hoping to accomplish ultimately with this project? And are you hoping that people will lobby lawmakers and the governor to put an end to the impasse?
I saw this first and foremost as a kind of public education project. So it's very much about trying to raise awareness, coming from the perspective that I was struggling to understand what this means. It's something that you hear about in the news every day, but it wasn't sinking in. It wasn't becoming meaningful for me in terms of understanding how this was affecting other people in the state. So that's the first thing I hope the site does, is that it gives people more of a sense and a better understanding of what this means in pretty tangible ways for other Illinois residents. And then I think absolutely continuing to be in conversation and lobbying our elected officials about how we might resolve this impasse.
It looks like the budget impasse could drag on for a while. Do you have any plans to update or expand this project?
I do want to continue to update. I'm currently working on a section on environmental impacts. For example, due to the budget impasse, nearly a third of conservation police officers who enforce wildlife, hunting, and fishing laws in the state have been laid off. So there are many counties throughout Illinois that don't have one of these officers. So that's one of the kinds of things I'm interested in adding to the site, as well as impacts to community colleges, our library systems. There's a whole host of stuff that isn't on here yet.
You can find a link to Melissa Heil's Illinois Atlas of Austerity at our website, nprillinois.org.